Track 11 and what's on? Well, if you get this in time, you could go along to Hennick Village Hall on Saturday or Sunday. The garden produce, flowers, cakes and floral exhibits will be on display at the Village Garden and Craft Festival this weekend. And Village Hall will be open from 1pm to 5pm on the Saturday, and that's following the judging. And then on Sunday, from 10:30am to 4:30pm. So, on the arts and events, a unique and inspiring performance takes place at Cwmyn Teinhead Village Hall next Tuesday, that's the 17th of September, at 7pm, and that's as part of the From Devon with Love Festival. This show tells the heroic and poignant tale of Isabel's journey to overcome learning disabilities and health challenges, all while chasing her dream of becoming an actor. And that's at Cwmyn Teinhead Village Hall. Bit of classical music might be more your style, and the Haythor Duo's performance on September the 20th will set the 2024-25 NADSA concert season off to a rare start. It's 10 years since a harp graced the Courtenay Centre platform. Young musicians, flautist Mira Mahara and harpist Lucy Nolan, both artists of distinction and prize winners in their own right, explore together the extensive flute and harp repertoire. That's at the Courtenay Centre on September the 20th. Punk icon John Lydon will be taking to the road again next year to talk about his unique and extraordinary career, and he will be visiting Paint and Palace Theatre on November the 6th, but not until 2025, so we're giving you plenty of notice on that one. He will be reflecting on the Sex Pistols, Public Image Limited, his art and his life story during informal evenings of conversation and audience questions. I'm sure we'll let you know about that a bit nearer the time. But here we have multi-award-winning tenor Russell Watson, and he will be performing in concert at Exeter Cathedral next weekend. Along with the world-renowned pianist, arranger, writer Mike Moran and special guest soprano Nancy May, he'll be raising the rafters in the elegant ecclesiastical setting of the cathedral on September the 20th as part of his Magnificent Buildings tour. History? Oh, it's just one thing after another. A modern classic penned by National Treasure Alan Bennett makes a welcome return to the stage of the Theatre Royal Plymouth this week. The 20th anniversary production of The History Boys opens at the venue on September the 17th for a five-day run as part of a national tour. Funny and exceptionally moving, The History Boys is the winner of more than 30 major international awards. I hope there's something there that takes your fancy, and that completes our arts and events for this week.